Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to 91.5 WGLZ. This is part two of my four-part Passionately Vocal series. Part one was Meet My Classmate, where I interviewed Matt Wright. For this part two, joining me in the studio is Elizabeth Simon and her dog Lumen. She is a sophomore creative arts therapy major at West Liberty University. This is her first semester here at West Liberty. We're doing Students with Stories. And the reason I brought her in is because she's got a wheelchair and she's got her dog Lumen. And I think that we got a lot of these tours and stuff coming around. So I think it's important to kind of get her perspective on like what the university does, maybe good, and maybe what they could do a little bit better to kind of help people that need these type of accommodations. So how are you? Thanks for coming. So just tell me about, we're going to paint the scene for the listeners. You're in this, you got a wheelchair, you got your dog. So what is it like to try to navigate campus like that?
Campus was definitely a little bit difficult to navigate at first. There were some issues at the beginning of the semester with certain lifts not working. I think it was just because they hadn't been used in a long time. And obviously, figuring out where all the elevators are.
Oops. And certain entry points to the buildings where I can actually access my classes from. I know that we all know Main Hall has those steps in the middle, so I have to go around the side of the building.
And I apologize, I did not have her mic unmuted at the beginning. So basically she said that some of the lifts weren't working when she first came around to campus because she didn't think some of them were on. So yeah, so what is it like to go through the process to get the accommodations for the dog and everything?
So with the ADA and the rules that they have, bringing Lumen onto campus really wasn't a huge problem for me. I'm also a commuter, so I didn't have to deal with housing. But as kind of just out of respect, I messaged my teachers before the semester starts just to let them know that I'm bringing Lumen with me, and I'm also in a wheelchair in case I were to need any seating accommodations.
Yeah. And so, so you didn't have any trouble then with any of that stuff?
No, I've been really grateful so far, actually. Not any complaints about them.
Yeah. I know some people have, dog allergies, so how do you combat stuff? I'm sure there's a regimen for brushing and stuff to keep him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we brush daily, especially right now with fall and him shedding out his winter coat. And also service dogs, and we are working on this one, are trained to not shake off in classroom settings or in public settings to reduce the amount of dander that they throw. And like I said before, the ADA ties a lot into this. If somebody in my class were to have a dog allergy, the ADA will accommodate both of us.
Okay. So what is it like to train? Did you do some of the training yourself? What is that process like?
It is very long and tedious, to say the least. Service dogs typically take about 2 to 3 years to become a fully well-rounded service dog. Lumen is still in training, technically, but he is task-oriented and does aid me.
Yeah, so overall, then Lumen's done pretty well, you would say, developing?
Oh, for sure. He is a Belgian Malinois, and they are typically used as, police dogs and army dogs, so they are well-equipped to, adjust and to learn. They're very smart dogs.
So how long have you been training Lumen, then?
I got Lumen when he was 9 weeks old. He was born on March 7th of last year. So we've been working since I brought him home.
So he's almost there then.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We're coming up on that 2-year mark soon. And me and Lumen actually have the same birthday.
So you're a sophomore, but this is your first year at West Liberty. So kind of move it away from maybe the disability side of things into more of just as student type of thing. What has your experience with the university overall been like?
Honestly, it's been pretty decent so far. I do have some I did need help at the beginning of the year with some grants and stuff like that, and everybody was super nice. They were, you know, they were on top of things. I reached out, and they promptly responded. And so far with all of my classes, I'm really enjoying them. And honestly, I think the teachers give really good feedback.
So you're a creative arts therapy major. I'm honestly not super familiar. What is that major?
Creative arts therapy is based on pretty much all of the arts. I, over the summer, took a photo therapy class where we used photography as a way to cope with, like, mental health issues. So basically, creative arts therapists are licensed therapists, but we use art as a way to, like, express our feelings and stuff like that.
So kind of like you're helping people through the use of art then?
Yes.
Yeah. So is that something that you recommend? Like, what kind of person, I guess, like, would you recommend this major to?
Definitely people who want to help others. I personally want to help pediatric patients, so I want to work with kids.
Yeah. So is that something that, like, only people that are interested in art would do, like artists, or is it kind of just like people that want to help more so?
I don't think it's solely based off, like, being an artist. I think that's a common misconception, is that, like, you have to be, like, quote-unquote good at art to do these things. But like I said, I had photo therapy. There's a lot of different types of arts that you're able to explore.
Yeah. So what kind of advice, like, I mentioned we've had these, like, the tours. There's been high school kids and middle school kids and stuff. So what kind of advice do you give to them if they're considering coming to West Liberty?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. There's a bunch of advice that I could give to upcoming freshmen in college. But for sure, I'm going to say, find who you are first and find your people. But also, like, don't let your academics slip. As soon as you get behind, try to catch back up, because the further behind you get, you're just digging yourself a hole.
I'm sure there's a lot of people maybe listening and they're considering coming here. Maybe they want to come here, but they don't know what their major is. So do you think that they should wait, or do you kind of think, how do you go about, like, if you don't know what you want to do, or what, how do you go about thinking about that, you think?
I'm actually a return student myself. My recommendation would be at least finish out your prereqs if you don't know what you're doing. That way you do have just, like, that little bit of experience under your belt. And if you do figure it out, you're already admitted into the school. And if you need to transfer, you're able to transfer a little bit more easy.
So you said you're a returning student. That means that you went to college and then stopped and then started up again?
Yes, sir.
So what made you stop going to school?
I actually was dealing with a lot of mental health issues at the time, as well as physical health issues. So I was kind of forced into a leave of absence, I don't know really what brought me back. It was kind of spur of the moment. I thought about it, and I was like, I just need to pull the trigger.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you're how comfortable you are talking about it, but we didn't really mention why you're in a wheelchair. I don't want to have you say anything that you're not comfortable with, but if you want to go into some of that, you can.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's actually what I tend to do on the side. I'm a huge advocate for people with disabilities. I was born with, it's called a connective tissue disorder. So it affects all of the collagen and stuff in my body. So I have a lot of loose joints, and I'm able to dislocate very easy. And then it's also affected my spine. So I have some entangled nerves that cause spasms. So it's a lot safer and easier for me to use a wheelchair and have Lumen help me out than try to throw my body all around.
So this is something that developed. So there was a point when you were able to walk then?
Yeah, I actually played varsity volleyball for Wheeling Park when I was a senior.
Wow. So that's gotta be hard, kind of going, like, realizing that you're losing things that you've been able to do in the past. How does that feel?
For sure. Like I said, I've had a long history of mental health issues. Obviously, if you've seen me around campus, I don't completely look normal and pretty tall and pretty lengthy. So I've definitely struggled with some like self-confidence issues. But through support of like my parents and obviously some mental health resources, I've been able to like grow some confidence in myself.
So if there's people that are in a similar situation to you and you've made it this far, what kind of advice do you have for those type of people?
Just do it. Don't let other people scare you into thinking that you can't. There's always an option to like try something different, even if you fail. And sometimes that's how we learn.
Yeah. So you would say some people maybe they're too nervous that they don't try in the first place.
For sure. Yeah, I think it was really intimidating, honestly, to come back to school, not knowing how accommodating the school was going to be. And I could definitely see like how if somebody were to actually be living on campus, how that could be even more nerve-wracking.
So is there anything else that you'd like to bring up today?
I just want to say to everybody is have some confidence in yourself. Honestly, I think that kind of ties in very nicely with what we've been talking about. Just kind of like follow your dreams, you know?
Yeah, I think that's good advice for just more, even more of a general audience. I mean, we've discussed a lot of things in this interview, like different. I think they say that you're your own worst critic, and I think that's really good advice to like just be more confident in yourself.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Because I'm sure that we've all done it where you see the worst in yourself more so than anybody else.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I could look in the mirror and see something completely different.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming into the WGLZ studio today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right. So, and you have been listening to 91.5 WGLZ. This has been part two of my four-part Passionately Vocal series, Students with Stories. Thanks, Elizabeth, for joining, and Lumen for joining me in the studio today. Now let's get back to the programming right here on 91.5 WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.